pumping mechanism of the heart. The heart undergoes contraction and relaxation movements to pump blood to all parts of the body. The contractions are known as systole movements, while the relaxations are known as diastole movements. These movements are illustrated in the animations. Diastolic movements. During these movements, ventricle muscles relax while auricle muscles contract. This causes ventricle volume to increase while auricle volume decreases. Ventricle pressure decreases while auricle pressure increases. The atrioventricular valves open, allowing deoxygenated blood from the body tissues to flow from the right auricle into the right ventricle, while oxygenated blood from the lungs flows from the left auricle into the left ventricle. At the same time, semilunar valves close, preventing backflow of blood into ventricles. Systolic movements. Ventricle muscles contract while auricle muscles relax. This causes ventricle volume to decrease while auricle volume increases. Ventricle pressure increases while auricle pressure decreases. The atrioventricular valves close while the semilunar valves open. Deoxygenated blood from the right ventricle flows through the pulmonary artery to the lungs via the semilunar valves, while oxygenated blood from the left ventricle flows through the aorta via the semilunar valves.